This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Jay Hardwick, National Cotton Council Chairman and Louisiana producer. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
The 2008 law essentially made no changes to rules used to determine whether a program participant is actively engaged in farming. The new regulation, however, made changes in this area. In an effort to address passive stockholder contributions, the department went way beyond the statute.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
The regulation ignores the statutory requirement that farming activities be judged on a collective basis, and for the first time, requires every stockholder to make an individual contribution of labor or management. That individual contribution must be regular, identifiable, documentable, separate, and distinct, whatever that means.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
I'm concerned that FSA could offer a variety of interpretations as to what constitutes separate and distinct contributions of labor or management by corporate shareholders, yet program eligibility and compliance determination hinge on FSA's interpretations. Unfortunately, the same separate, independent, and distinct requirement is applied to partnerships.